Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Here's Brian Roar again. Welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. This is episode 20. I'm going to throw you off a little bit today. Today is Sunday, October 24th, 2021. Didn't get a chance to do one on Friday. We had a bunch of family stuff going on over the weekend, so I apologize for that. I'm sorry if you guys were looking forward to it, but have no fear. Everything is good. We just had some, like I said, family stuff, nothing serious, just hanging out and, you know, getting the trick-or-treat candy going on and all that stuff. There was a couple churches around town that had it going on, so we had went there and went to a petting zoo on Friday, took our youngest niece, Quill, took her to Amish country. They have a petting zoo out there. If you guys are familiar where Millersburg is, it's called Hirschberger's Farm. Check it out. It's been it opened in 1986, so it's been open for 35 years, and it's a real nice place. They got a bunch of different animals there, like alpacas, goats, horses, cows, chickens, birds, pigs. What else they got? Ponies. Then they have like gift shops and little knick-knack stores and food shops. So check it out. It's really cool. It's all they got a pumpkin patch out there now, so it's not that far. It's a nice way to kill a couple hours. And she had a great time. Got plenty of pictures if you guys saw on social media over the weekend. And if not, check them out. You know, take your kids there if you have any, or take your grandkids if you're listening, or take, you know, your nieces and nephews. Hey, they always love it, and you'll have a good time, too. Plus, they give you carrots, and you can buy carrots and stuff to feed the goats. It's really cool. It's kind of interesting having a goat eat out of your hand. They like use their tongue, and it's like they just chomp their mouth real fast. It's pretty crazy, but the pigs are definitely awesome. Yeah, check it out. It's a good time. So Sunday, October 24th, today is National Bologna Day. If you guys like bologna out there, it's one of the greatest lunch meats ever made. You know, whether it's all beef or you get the chicken pork combination, both taste good. Just depends on what your budget's calling for at the time. You know, get beef if you have extra, and get regular if you don't, you know, kind of like the hot dogs too and everything. But, you know, can't go wrong with a good old fried bologna sandwich. There's a restaurant here in Ohio, has one of the greatest, from what I'm told, has one of the greatest grilled bologna sandwiches. So definitely have to check that out. Remember growing up, one of the sandwiches I used to make when I first started to learn how to cook for myself, was a egg and bologna sandwich. Pretty damn good. Put some mustard on it, or whatever you want on it. I know that it might sound pretty disgusting, but I don't know, just good flavor combination. And you know, any way you have bologna, it's good. Bologna's just, it's one of the greatest lunch meats because it's so versatile. You can have it with cheese, you know, you can have it just by itself on crackers, like the little Lunchables and everything. So National Bologna Day, so go get you some bologna, or fry you up some, or if you don't like it, then it's also, today is also National Mother-in-Law Day, so shout out to all you mother-in-laws out there. Got one of the greatest mother-in-laws and father-in-laws too. You know, I can't express how good, you know, they've helped me out and everything. So very appreciative for you, Deb. And I love you guys, and thank you for everything. And all you mother-in-laws out there, you know, thank you. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and you know, keeping us in the straight line, keeping us boys in the straight line, keeping the girls in the straight line too. You know, they can get out of control sometimes too. So thank you to everyone out there, and do a little on this date. So won't go back too far on this time. So on this date in 2006, so just, gosh, what, 15 years ago? Maybe 16, not too sure. I think it's 15. So in 2006, according to Forbes.com, Kurt Cobain, the late singer and guitar player for Nirvana. If you guys aren't familiar with Kurt Cobain, he surpassed Elvis Presley. If you don't know who Elvis is, he supposedly is the king of rock and roll. You know, take that as you may. Great artist, good songs and everything, great wardrobe. Guy had a hell of a lip too, you know, the whole, but yeah, had a good wardrobe and everything. Successful career. I ain't going to bash the guy. You know, check out Graceland if you guys get a chance. But according to Forbes, in 2006, Kurt Cobain surpassed Elvis Presley as the highest paid deceased artist out there. So at the time, it was a 1 year, so it was October 2006 to October 2007, Cobain earned in just that year $50 million off royalties and everything, while Elvis only earned $42 million. $42 million just for being dead. I mean, I'm sorry you guys are, you know, deceased and everything, but my goodness, there was a story on, if you guys ever seen the Tales from the Crypt episode, where there was a guitar player on there that was pretty much the story of it was, you know, he made more money when he was dead than when he was alive. And a lot of that happens, you know, when artists pass, as sad as it is, you know, we lose, when we fear that we're getting ready to lose, you know, one of the greatest artists, whether it be in any type of genre of music, you know, their sales go up because you want to get that piece of, you know, their music history or their movie history or anything before they, you know, go to the other side, because it'll be worth way more, especially if it's still sealed too and everything. So that's just so weird how it works. But it was about a guitar player in Tales from the Crypt that made more money dead than he was alive. And I know Prince had a problem with that too. He made more money when he was dead. And, you know, I don't know, it's just so weird. It's like we want to hold on to that one known feeling that we had from them, and we don't want to let it go. And but, you know, once they're gone, I mean, with legal stuff and all that, it's just so sad how much it can tear a family apart, or, you know, sometimes it can bring them closer together. And, you know, they have shrines for these artists and everything, and donation charities and everything. So they lived through, you know, what they were, what they, you know, had strong passions for and everything as artists and all that. Like a lot of artists have like cancer, like places that they donate to and charities and everything like that. So with that, that's really cool. I mean, if you can raise money to get some kind of cure for cancer out there, we know there is, but, you know, it's just a terrible mess that whole situation is in and all that. But, you know, it's just weird how much you make, that you would make more money being dead than you are alive. But like I said, we're holding on to that last known memory we had of them and everything. So, hey, that's what it's there for and everything. But I thought that was pretty interesting. It was worth almost $8 million more just in that year. Kurt Cobain, two different types of music, you know, two opposite ends of the spectrum, but at the end of the day, they were both original artists and they were doing what they loved. So it's a shame how it all happened and everything. And, you know, even with the whole Elvis thing, you know, is he really dead? You know, you hear about people that have ran into Elvis in, like, you know, diners and stuff, and you have the Elvis interpreters that were not impersonators out there in Vegas and everything. So I don't know, maybe he is slipping through the cracks. Maybe he's out there living in Graceland, you know, living on the shag carpet and everything. So, you know, if you're out there, Elvis, you know, just keep it low key, brother. You're doing really good. And, you know, Kurt Cobain, I know that's, he's indefinitely gone. He took from what I was told, a bullet to the head. So, and from what I say was what I've been told, you know, what I've read and everything. So I never knew him personally. Courtney Love is a crazy woman, but I wouldn't want to, you know, piss her off or anything. You know, she probably had nothing to do with it. There's a whole big speculation on that, but just at the end of the day, two music icons are gone, and but their memories will still live on. You know, so that's what we can have, you know, to take to the end of our grave and everything. So, yeah, $8 million. So $50 million between $42 million, still making a pretty nice penny. So still doing pretty good, guys. You know, but yeah, we'll end at that. And so next we'll get on to our socials and Patreon. So our socials, like I said, if you guys want to reach out to me anytime, it can be about anything. You know, I'm an open book, so if you want to talk about something, we can do that. Or if you want to give me some suggestions on stuff you want to hear or stuff you want me to add or change or anything like that, please do so. Also, if you can find this podcast on any streaming site that you get your regular podcast, so Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find this one on there. So tell all your friends. I mean, we're doing big things with this, so let's keep it going, buddy. I'm very appreciative of you. Thank you so much. But like I said, if you want to reach me on the socials, you can do so. If you're over on Twitter, I am at BROHR3. If you're over on the TikTok looking at the new videos coming out, I am at Brian Rohr, ROHR1986. I'll post some stuff here and there, mostly about the podcast, but, you know, sometimes I like to surprise the viewers and throw you a little curveball. That's what I'm good at, I guess. And if you're over on Instagram and you want to see what, you know, pictures we're up to and everything, what we're posting for Halloween and all that, can do so at, and that is at BROHR. And if you're feeling generous, I understand the holidays are coming up and everything. If you want to donate to this podcast, spread the word to the masses, you know, get this sucker on the road more than it is already. I got three different tiers. You can do so if you go to www.patreon.com/R, and then the rest is all lowercase. So it's OCKNROHR22. Like I said, there's three different tiers to it. There's a $3, a $4, and an $8. It is a monthly fee, so it'll come out each month, but that will help me get, you know, stuff going for this podcast, whether it be having guests come on, having, you know, like one-on-one calls with y'all, or having special giveaways and all that, merchandise, and, you know, the sky's the limit, as they would say. So you guys want to do so, you can do on that. As always, I'll have all the socials and the Patreon website in the show notes. If you guys want to click on that, and, you know, if you don't have time to write it down or anything, that will always be there for you. And since it's Sunday, we're going to talk, do a little, well, we'll do our topics as always. So can't really say what has happened all over the weekend, but we'll talk about, you know, the family time we had on. We kind of talked about a little bit earlier, but, you know, the family time on Friday and Saturday I had. And, you know, next on the list, we got musicians whose equipment went missing, but was later returned to them. So there's two stories I want to tell you about. So we'll talk about that as so. And, you know, what, and then, you know, a question I have for you guys, and we'll talk about it, is what part of songs do you listen to? So we'll discuss, you know, what I listen to when I'm hearing a song for the first time. And, you know, people are different, so you might be listening to something totally different. We'll talk about that. And, you know, we'll talk about the sports world, what's going on. We got the World Series stage. It is set, folks. So it's going to be the Atlanta Braves, first time since 1999. So it's been over 12 years since they've been to the big old showdown. So congratulations to all you Braves fans out there, knocking the Dodgers out. So that's always a good feeling. But then on the other side, you have the returning, the Astros, the Trashtros, whatever you want to call them. You know, they They made it through the ALCS. They defeated the Boston Red Sox, who were, I thought, were doing really good the first two games, and then that came crashing down on them. So it's a shame, but, you know, they made it pretty far. And but for the World Series, it will be the Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros. So we'll see who walks away with the pennant this year. And, you know, I ain't going to, I don't want to jinx nothing. I got my eye on who I'm rooting for and everything, and but I won't jinx nothing. That's the worst thing you can do when it comes to, you know, guessing how a game's going to come out and everything, because you don't know. That's the best part about sports there, folks. You don't know which way it's going to go. You know, you could walk in there with your head held high saying, oh, yeah, we're gonna sweep these guys. You know, we're going to, you know, put a big old fat zero up on their scoreboard, and then it comes back and you're the one getting the zero and getting swept and all that. So, I mean, it can happen in a blink of an eye. So congratulations to those two guys and girls and everything, you know. So that's our topics we'll talk about today. So like I said, earlier in the podcast, I didn't have a podcast on Friday. We had our youngest niece, Quill, beautiful girl. She'll be 3 this year. So we have 2 nieces and a nephew that we always, you know, do stuff with and everything. So we're very grateful to have them in our lives. We have extended family as well. So it's always good to have the family tree growing. And you know, I got a nephew named Lucas, and he just turned 18 this past year. He'll, from what I'm told, he's going to be enlisting in the Army or the Navy. So more power to you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you, veterans out there, past and present. I always thank you. You know, this country wouldn't be here without you. So don't think we've forgotten about you. Definitely not have. We have, you know, family members that are in the service, past or, you know, still in the present. So definitely, you know, always keeping an eye on them and everything. So then I also have a younger nephew, Corbin, from my brother's side, and he will be turning, gosh, I think 5 or 6 this year. So these kids are growing up fast. You know, you blink for a second and then boom, you know, they're going to junior high, and then boom, you know, they're getting their license, and then boom, you know, they're, you know, getting first job, and then you never see them again. And but you know, that's life. They always come back around. So we had a good time. Like I said, we went to a petting zoo and everything, and the weather wasn't too bad. It was a little misty, but can't control that. It is Ohio, so you know the old saying, if you wait 10 minutes the weather will change. You know, they're not joking about that. If you guys are listening and you're not from Ohio, I'm telling you, that's probably the most accurate thing you can hear. If you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes. It'll be sunny or it'll be cold or anything. So we had a real good time. And like I said, we got carrots and stuff. They have stuff that, like food that you can feed the animals and everything. And the animals are real chill. I mean, they're nice as hell. There was a chicken, loose chicken running around. So Quill was chasing after that. And, you know, she's pretty quick. You know, and they had a room, there was new stuff they added, like you can go outside now, and, you know, they had goats out there, and sheep, and, you know, rabbits, pretty much any animal you find on a farm, you know, other than, well, they had bulls there, too, they had horses, yeah, they had everybody, the whole party was there, so, just, it's insane to see how big some of these cows can get. My gosh, I couldn't. You know, just like the other pod we had the other day saying that you're more likely to get attacked by a cow than you are a shark. You know, that's crazy to think, because you don't think, well, cows ain't gonna do too much. Yeah, until you see one in person and, you know, you see how big they are and, you know, the damage they can do and everything. And you know, you don't mess with a cow. I mean, don't piss off a mother cow or, you know, whatever mother cow is calling. And but you know, just leave them alone. But yeah, it's it was always good to see these animals up close. They have alpacas there, which have the craziest haircut you'll ever see. It's just like a high top, you know. It's just like a poof, like a sponge on their head. They're cute as hell, but just funky as hell looking. And you know, they have gift shops in there, and you know, we went on a pony ride and everything, so had a really good time. They have a shop in there, like I said. You can get food, you can get you know, gifts and all that. So they have a homemade, or a, oh, not homemade, a handmade popcorn stand. So there's a guy there with a big old cast iron cauldron, and you know, he's making popcorn, fresh popcorn out of it. Oh, it smells so good. Nothing like the good, you know, like the fair smell. That's always, I should have put that as my top five smells a couple of times ago, a couple pods ago, you know, fair food. Ah, good old fried food. It ain't good for you. Definitely ain't good for you, but I don't know, just too damn good. You know, a little powdered sugar on there. You're talking about a good time. But that's what we did. And then, like I said, Saturday we had went to, there was a church here in town that was having a, like a trick-or-treat type thing for kids and everything. And they had apple cider there. They had donuts. They had music. They had a bounce house, which was awesome. They had ring tosses. They had, you know, like art things. You can grab your own pumpkin and decorate it. So it was really cool. It was outside, so it wasn't too bad at night. You know, we was there for a couple hours, and the kids had a great time. And the bounce house was the talk of the adults. You know, we was just like, man, they need to make one of these for us. And you know, it was a good time. And you know, the kids had fun, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's nice that there's still places that do that, you know, with the whole COVID thing going on. And you know, you just never too sure where your candy's coming from. So when you go, I don't know, you feel safe when you go to a place where you know that they're supporting good things and all that. So and they didn't shove nothing down your throat. You know, you're thinking it was the church, you know, and you know, they'd be, well, you know, how do you believe? And you know, they never once said that. So it was real nice, real laid back. And you know, the kids had a good time. So you can't go wrong with that. And he got free apple cider. So hey, can't go wrong with a good apple cider on a nice chilly night, you know, kind of like tonight. But yeah, that was our weekend plans. Then today, you know, getting back into the swing. So, you know, getting back into the sleep schedule, the old third shift schedule. So it's, I'm telling you, you take 1 to 2 days of regular schedule and it just, it creeps up on you. But hey, we're getting through it. I'm thankful to, you know, be working and everything, and bigger, better days are coming. So just keep always looking forward. Keep your head held high, folks. No matter what you're going through, it always gets better. So have no fear. You can do this. Next on our topic list for today is we're talking musicians whose equipment went missing but was found. So there were two stories that came to mind when I was writing this. One of them was Peter Frampton, and the other one that was most recent is Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive. So both of these guys had their guitars stolen from their vans at least 40 years ago. And thanks to modern technology nowadays, serial numbers are more easier to locate on the internet, the interweb, depending on where you're looking at. So you can find what year your guitar was made, where it was made, where it was manufactured and everything. There's so much that you can look up with a serial number now that I'm sure back in the 70s, 80s, you didn't have as much access to it. Or if you did, it took a longer time to get a response from it. You know, this was before there was cell phones. This was before Google. So, you know, pre-Google, yeah, you had to go and pretty much hunt this down. You know, okay, last place it was in Indiana, and now it's in, you know, Maine. So from where, where did it go? And, you know, it's just harder to track back then. But now, like I said, with technology and everything, you can look up the serial number, find out where it's made, who made it, you know, sometimes what assembly line made it, you know, depending on if they give you that much information and all that. But both these guys were, so Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive and Peter Frampton from, he was in Humble Pie, but his biggest album he did was Frampton Comes Alive. It was a live album from California. It was a, let's see, if you've got the vinyl, it was a, gosh, it was a four disc live album. Awesome. I mean, the guy, he went to UC Berkeley, the Berkeley School of Music. So, we know, did he go there? Or, he went to Massachusetts. He went to some school for music. It's not coming to mind right now. I'm sorry, folks. But he went to a school of music. It might have been Massachusetts. But anyway, it was recorded in California. He was playing out there, him and his band. And it's one of the greatest live albums that you can find. The same way with Live at Budokan with Cheap Trick. So check that out as well. But both these guys had their guitars stolen, either from a crazed fan or someone that just, you know, just wanted that guitar. You know, it's so sad. You know, that is their job. You know, you're pretty much stealing their job away from them. And of course, they're going to be able to find another guitar and everything. But when you have a connection with the guitar, like you like the way it feels, you love the way it plays, you know, it connects with you. You just can't pick up another random guitar and feel that same feeling. Yeah, you can play the same songs and everything, but you got to have that feeling. You got to have that connection. That's what makes your guitar sing to the crowd and everything. You know, that'd just be like Neil Peart going on a regular 5-piece drum set, you know, when he's got a 500-piece drum set. And yeah, he's still going to make it sound good and everything, but he's not going to feel as comfortable as he would behind his own. And rightfully so, you know, you base that connection with it. You know, you spend a lot of time with your instrument and everything. But, you know, and it's still happening nowadays. Like I said, a couple of podcasts before, I have a friend that's in the music business, and she's had her equipment stolen twice out of her trailer. It's so sad. I mean, and live equipment too, the stuff ain't cheap, folks. I mean, yeah, you can put insurance on it and everything, and they'll pay so much, but I mean, you work hard for that. And just to have it stolen from you just for someone else's gain, it's pretty sad. But you know, the silver lining in the story is that the fans, they found the guitars, they found Randy's and Peter Frampton's guitar, and they gave it back to him. So that's the sign of a good person right there. You know, they could be like, well, I'm not gonna, you know, this is Peter Frampton's guitar, why would I wanna, I'm gonna take this to the Pawn Stars and you know, see what they give me. You know, he'd be like, all the best I can do is $250. Like, you're out of your fucking mind, buddy. You know, but you know, they gave it back to the artist, and rightfully so. You know, and that's good karma there too. And you know, it's just like finding an old best friend. So more power to them. And you know, that's always a good feeling, finding equipment that you haven't seen or played in a long time, and you know, you might have forgot about it, or you might have never forgot about it, and boom, right there on your doorstep. So beautiful thing. Good karma, like I said. And two good artists too. I mean, Randy Bachman and Bachman Turner Overdrive, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, you know, and then, not Work for the Weekend, that's Loverboy, but, yeah, they've had, I mean, great hits, both bands, great hits. Check them out, check out the live stuff. Frampton Comes Alive, if you guys have not heard that, check it out. Great, great album, legendary, I'm telling you. Then it gets us into our next topic. So what part of the songs do you pay attention to the most? So for me, when I'm listening to a song for the first time, I listen to the music first. and then I'll go back and listen to the lyrics and everything. Reason why I do that is I love hearing the music. Like, yeah, lyrics are just as important as the music and everything. And that's totally right. I just have a harder time trying to figure out what songs mean. I mean, other than like, you know, like the Happy Birthday song and, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and all that, you know, that's self-explanatory. But, you know, like the song playing right now, like Waterfalls and TLC, you know, you're like, yeah, you know, it's about relationships now. But if you heard it for the first time, you're like, don't go chasing waterfalls, like, don't go chasing like bigger things than what you're, you know, what you're used to and everything. Makes sense now, but when you're 11 years old, unless you're a genius or something, you can pick right up on that. But I always listen to the music, so the guitars, the drums, the bass, you know, all the musical instruments, because that's what gets me going. That's what gets my foot tapping. Like I said, if it gets my foot tapping, we're in good shape. And, you know, that's all I look for in music and everything. So I always listen to that part. And, you know, it could be vice versa for you. You know, you could be like, well, I just want to listen to, you know, I want to hear the vocals, you know, and that's fine. You know, you go see a band live, you know, unless you know about the guitarist or the drummer or the bassist or the keyboardist or anything, you're going for the main person, the singer and everything, you know, because that's what you hear, that's the parts you remember and everything. So it just all depends, you know, but that's what I go for. And you know, some of the most legendary songs have the best guitar riffs in it, whether it be guitar like rhythm or leads or anything like that. But and then on the other side, some of the best songs have the best lyrics, and that's the hardest thing to come by when it comes to writing. That writing lyrics is so hard unless you're good with words, like my wife is, you know, and my sister-in-law, they're really good with words. You know, they can just know how to, they know how to put a story down on paper, is what I'm trying to say. That's the best thing. You know, like country artists, they are some of the best songwriters, whether they write them themselves or have someone else write them. But people who write country songs, they have the best stories. I mean, classic rock, they got great stories too and everything. And, you know, hip-hop's got it, pop's got it. But I don't know, just something about country artists, this, they just paint the picture, and, you know, that's all you want. You know, you just want to have something you can relate to and a story that, you know, you like and everything, whether it be happy, whether it be sad. There's a song by Scotty McCreery. You know, it was on American Idol a couple years ago and everything. He's got that song called Five More Minutes. You know, every time this song comes on, it's just a well-written song. Very relatable, you know, with everything in it and, you know, and all that. So, and even Tim McGraw's songs, they're well-written. I mean, he's got a beautiful voice, and he just knows how to put emotion behind the words and everything. And that's another thing, too, like, you can write words, you can write lyrics and everything, you can write a song, but to have, like, certain spots have, you know, a certain vocal technique going on there, that's a sign of a true artist, you know. When you can falsetto a note and, you know, make it sound beautiful, or if you can, you know, do a death growl and everything and make that sound, you know, like, stand that, have that part stand out more, that's the best thing about putting... you know, making it your own, recording and everything, songwriting. It's just so much fun. It can be stressful if you make it that way, but depending on, you know, what type of person you are, if you're a perfectionist or if you're just someone who goes on a limb, you know, some of the best mistakes are the best songs ever written. So, and then even on the recording too, like, I know we talk about Van Halen a lot on this podcast, but the intro to what is it, in the Cradle Will Rock, that's what it is, you know, that beginning, the where it's like beep 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 doo 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 doo. It almost sounds like a circus thing. Well, that was all by mistake. It was a beer bottle that landed on the guitar neck and kind of rolled down it. So that's how they came up with that. You know, Eddie was like, man, that sounds pretty cool, and he tried to recreate it. So just one of them happy mistakes, you know, just like Bob Ross always talks about, you know, happy mistakes are the best, you know, are the best. I think that's what he says. I don't know. He was a great artist and everything, so he had a hell of an afro, too, and his boy does art, too, so, you know, it worked for him. And isn't it crazy to know that he was a drill sergeant, too, Bob Ross? That's a little known fact. Little did you know for the day. That's not going to be today's, but, yeah, he was in, he was a drill sergeant, so he went from being, you know, in your face yelling to, hey, we're going to make a make this tree a happy friend, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Love you, Bob. Love you, man. And with that being said, we're going to go to our top five. So, wasn't too sure if I had done this one before. I was looking, and I don't think I have. I've done a couple foods, but I've never done this one. So, being that it's Sunday, you know, and, you know, Sunday morning breakfast. Breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day, folks. So, make sure you have something to eat in the morning, whether it be something quick or, you know, if you have time to make you a big old plate or anything, just have something for breakfast. It's great brain power and everything. But so we're going to do our top five favorite cereals. This was kind of a hard list, you know, especially when it came down to the last one, which I didn't write down. So that'll be, we'll just do it off the top of our dome then. So, like I said, always with these top five, I'll go through my five and then talk about them a little bit. And, you know, you guys always send me your top five on any type of social, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. You know, send me your top five and everything. So today we're doing top five cereals. We'll kick it off with Lucky Charms. We've got Frosted Flakes, Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And being that I didn't write one down, that's a toss-up either between Fruity Pebbles or always loved the the Cookie Crisp, just because it was, you know, it had that like milk chocolate cereal, the milk chocolate milk after the cereal was gone, so that's always good. It's like a two-for-one treat. But we'll go with, Fruity Pebbles. We'll go with that. So, again, the top five cereal. We got Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the newly added Fruity Pebbles. Lucky Charms. I mean, you got bran and you got marshmallows. You got the marshmallows. That's the best piece right there. When you get, you know, they have, let's see if I can remember them. They have the lightning bolt. They have the rainbow, they have like a balloon, they have, I think a car or something. You know, it's just, it's oat cereal with marshmallows. So you can't go wrong with that. And the marshmallows, they stay, depending on how long you leave them in there, they could stay, they stay pretty hard. Sometimes they get soft and mushy and all that. That's okay, but anyway, just the marshmallows, you got to have that little bite to them. I know that's weird for a marshmallow, but with the Lucky Charm marshmallow, that's what you get. And, you know, you can add sugar to it and all that or whatever you want, but Lucky Charms, number one. Number two, we have Frosted Flakes. Again, with that, you can add so much to it. You know, you can add bananas into it. You can add strawberries, like sliced strawberries. You can add fruit to it. Frosted Flakes, it's just, you know, it's got Tony the Tiger on there. They're great. You know, they are. And now they have like cinnamon flavored ones. They have maple flavored ones. So they got more than just your regular frosted corn flakes and everything. But you just can't go wrong with that. I mean, it's a nice bowl cereal and it fills you up. And like I said, throw some fruit in there, whether it be you know, apples, bananas, cherries, you know, just make it your own. Heck, my mom used to put bananas in with her Frosted Mini Wheats. good as hell. Really good. So next on the list, we got Cheerios. And I know that's kind of basic, you know, because there's so many. There's Frosted Cheerios, there's Honey Nut Cheerios, there's Strawberry Cheerios, there's Pumpkin Cheerios. Just Cheerios are good. I mean, they're good for your heart. They got real good heart health benefits. So definitely always helps the ticker out. Anything that helps the ticker, you know, keeping it ticking, it's always good for you. And, you know, I know it kind of tastes bland. They taste dry. But, you know, that some of the most boringest food is the best for you. Like, the blandest food is good for you. So, like I said, with that, you can always throw sugar in there. You can throw some fruit in there. You know, spice it up. Breakfast is all about having fun. As long as you're going to eat it, you know, make whatever the heck you want. Next on the list, we got Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh, you just can't go wrong with that. You know, it's like with with Cookie Crisp, you know, how it has the like chocolate milk in there after it's been sitting in there for a while. Well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch has the same thing. You know, it just has that cinnamon sugar cinnamon sugar milk. Oh, it's just so good. They actually sell the milk in bottles now. If you go to a grocery store, it's usually where they have like the coffee creamer and everything, but they have Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk, sugar milk and everything. So if you want to ditch the eating everything, you just want to get to the good stuff, you can get that. But I just can't go wrong with good old Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I mean, that's one of the cereals where you don't want to add anything to it. Of course, I've never added anything to it. If there is something that is good that's added to it, please let me know. I'd like to try it out. I think they just keep it, you know, just simple. It might be like, that's already cinnamon, so you can't really add nothing to it. You know, you can add different milks to it. Like, we always use almond milk. Or, unsweetened almond milk or sweetened almond milk, depending on what you like. 2% is good. Whole milk, skim milk, for if you want. If you're looking out for stuff, you know. It's just all different kinds of milk out there. But we usually do almond milk. And it's just got a good flavor. It's nice and light on the tummy, so it's not going to overfill you and everything. So that's always good. And, you know, last on the list, we'll just go with Fruity Pebbles. Can't go wrong with that. You know, it's got Fred Flintstone on there and, you know, the Hanna-Barbera crew, Barney and Wilma and everyone. They're not all on there, but it's mostly Fred Flintstone. He's on there. Great movies, too, with John Goodman and, who played Barney? I just remember John Goodman, you know, the 90s Flintstones. They had the car that would, you know, they had to use their feet to pedal and everything. And, boy, imagine if we had to do that nowadays. We'd have some killer quads, let me tell you that. We all would be in shape if we had to run to get to work or if we had to run to get to the store or anything. So, you know, don't give the auto industry any more ideas. I mean, electric cars, that's already going to be expensive enough. I couldn't imagine a Hanna-Barbera car. So, I don't know, maybe one day they'll have one out there. And, you know, happy birthday, Christopher Lloyd. I just, we was talking about, movies and everything a couple episodes ago, and today's his birthday, so. Just a little random note. I happened to see that earlier, and these thoughts just randomly coming in my mind. So, happy birthday, Christopher Lloyd. And, great, great actor, funny as hell. Dr. Emmett Brown is what, you know, I'll always remember him as. And, you know, Fester in the Addams Family. So, good actor. Happy birthday, buddy. And, those were my top five. You guys want to send me your top five anytime. Like I said, hit me up on Twitter, you know, give me your top five. Or if you want to leave a review for this podcast, please do so. You can. If you go to Good Pods, I'm on Good Pods. If you go to I think it's www.goodpods. Just type in Rock and Roar. You can leave a review there. And, you know, we're doing really good in there. Like I said, I had an appreciation post last week. You know, thank you again for everyone for listening and everything. You know, I'm very appreciative of it. And, you know, again, I'm sorry about last Friday. We had stuff going on, but it's a new week. So I'm here with you guys. And with that being said, we'll do a little Did You Know and end the show on that for our Sunday night. It's kind of nice doing it on Sunday. My schedule is kind of funky right now, so Sundays might work better if I do Sunday through Thursday, you know, because being third shift, I get off at 7 in the morning, so, and it's a long night, but, you know, just got to do what you got to do, folks, and keep plowing through and, you know, just keep living the dream, you know, as they would say. But so a little did you know that 51% of turns made in a automobile are right-hand turns? So a little over half the turns that you make in your driving lifetime are right-hand turns, and in general are right-hand turns. Heck, you go to some cities, they don't even have, they got the one-way streets, and that's so frustrating and everything. If you're not used to a city and you go driving down a road and everything, you're like, oh shit, I was supposed to make a left. Oh shit, that's a one-way, and then you have a car coming down there, and they're honking at you, and, you know, been there, done that, scary as hell, and, you know, but who would have known, over half of the turns that you make in your driving lifetime or right-hand turns. So makes sense. I mean, you can't turn left on red. You can turn right on red. You know, you can, you know, just there's a lot of right-hand turns, you know, like they always joke about NASCAR being, well, it's just a constant left-hand turn and everything, which it kind of is, but so right-hand turns, I mean, who would have known? Little did you know, that's pretty crazy, you know. So next time you're driving, count how many times, now I'm going to be doing that, count how many times you turn right in a day, and how many times you turn left. So be interesting to see, or don't, you know. I know it's just a little nugget for you guys to talk about, and just a little did you know for the day. So again, I want to say thanks again for all you guys for listening, and please leave reviews like you always do. Give me a 5-star if you want, or give me 1-star and, you know, tell me why you don't like it. You know, I'm always open to criticism. So thank you very much, all you veterans out there, past and present, for protecting this country that we call America. And, you know, very appreciative for you guys and girls out there. Stay safe. You know, hopefully you can come home soon to your families and, you know, at least have some kind of communication with them. That's everything nowadays. You know, even a phone call, just a, hey, you know, just letting you know I love you, and everything goes a long way. But with that being said, that will be the end of today's episode. Again, I want to say thanks again for all you guys for everything you do. And sorry it's coming out on a weird night, but, you know, we'll just try a different schedule this week. So if you like it, let me know. If you don't, let me know. And with that being said, we'll leave you with the sweet, sweet sounds of Lionel Richie and the Commodores. So this is easy, because it's easy on Sunday night. You guys have a good day, and I will talk to you later.